I am a Broncos fan.
I'm a Broncos fan.
I am a Broncos fan.
I'm a Broncos fan.
Fanfare is back. They'll be there. Will you? The 4th Annual Denver Broncos Fan Fair, June 3rd and 4th at Invesco Field at Mile High. 2 days of autographs, pictures, games, and more with all the Broncos players, coaches, and cheerleaders right in the heart of Broncos country. Get your tickets today through Ticketmaster or the Invesco Field box office.
You know, it's only late May. Feel like football season to you?
Yeah, it's starting to feel like football again. You know, starting to get the feeling of, you know, the guys are really starting to get into it, and you know, they're starting to mean something again, definitely.
How do you feel?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Another year, you know, this is what, year nine?
Eight. Yeah. I feel pretty good, man. Mm-hmm. Feel pretty good. Feel like I'm still moving pretty good. And, you know, the game has definitely slowed down a lot more for me. And, you know, now just looking forward to going out and trying to help this team win a championship. Basically just clean up everything, you know, clean up the things that we had mistakes on last year. We played well defensively, but at the same time, we did do some things that we could have done much better. And those are the things that we're working on now. You know, we have the guys that we brought in from Cleveland last year that have a year under their belt, you know, in our system, so they kind of understand what we expect of them and, you know, what it takes to play in this defense. So now it's just all about doing things almost as perfect as we possibly can. And they're just getting to that next level, which is Super Bowl.
Because of the way it ended, you know, there's stuck on a lot of people's minds is third and long, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh converted. Mm-hmm. Has that been a point of emphasis? Have you noticed at all, or is that just something that kind of happened that day?
Yeah, it's been a point of emphasis. In previous years before last season, we were pretty good on third down. So we were one of the top teams in the league defensively, getting off the field on third downs, and you know, we kind of had a letdown last year, so we had more turnovers, but we let down on third down. So it's been an emphasis so far. We're gonna make some corrections and do some things differently, you know, to get off the football field, but we definitely plan on improving in that area.
How long did the aftertaste of that game linger with you?
It still lingers now. You know, I was just watching highlights I believe a couple days ago, and I had to turn them off, you know, simply because it was a tough loss, and we didn't play our best football when we needed to. And it's not taking anything away from Pittsburgh, because they played well when they had to. But, you know, just from our standpoint, you know, we didn't feel like, you know, we came to play that particular day, and when it really should have counted.
Do you feel, looking back, having gone through it, do you feel like you guys sacked the quarterback enough last year?
No, we know we did. I think you guys know that as well. We had a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks, though. But statistically, no, we didn't get enough sacks. And the more sacks you get, I think it gives the D-line, a lot more juice, a lot more energy, and gives them an opportunity to feel like they can actually get after, you know, the quarterback. So we're going to do some things this year to kind of let those guys free up and give them the opportunity to do their thing.
Despite what happened in the NFC Championship game, how does the defense feel knowing that management really didn't feel they needed to address it a lot during the offseason? I mean, they brought in Lang, drafted one guy. Mm-hmm. Feel pretty good knowing that they had still have confidence.
Yeah, I think we have a veteran defense, and I think the guys understand that we have enough key guys in certain areas to where you don't really have to make any changes. Maybe like you said, we can bring in a couple guys here and there, but overall, you know, we're where we want to be defensively. And the longer guys play together, the longer they have the opportunity to gel, the easier it makes it on Sunday. So, we're just looking forward to it. You know, no matter what our offense does this year, we feel like we can win the game on our side of the ball.
Anybody else on Cleveland's defense you'd like to see come over here?
You know what? I never really paid attention to them, but anybody that can help us, man, let's bring them in. Good football player. Still has a lot to learn, but I saw some things from him today, in team drills that shows me he can be a hell of a football player. And you don't get 75 sacks in high school and be one of the leading sack guys in college, you know, just from talent. You have to know how to get to the quarterback and know how to pass rush, and this guy knows how to do it. So if he continues to learn, stays focused, listen to the guys around him, takes coaching well, he can definitely be a force to be reckoned with.
A lot of people were saying that he slip to the fourth round because of his size. Mm-hmm. But how overrated is that? Because, I mean, some people...
So overrated. Well, you know, it was the same thing with me. You know, not to say that, you know, I'm any good or anything like that, but, you know, they told me that, you know, I wasn't good enough. I wasn't big enough to go in the first round. And, you know, I ended up going last pick of the first round, but I wouldn't last but three or four seasons in the NFL. Probably couldn't play a full season. So that's so overrated. You get caught in stats and you get caught up in size and weight and strength and all that. And it's all about playing a game of football. So I test a guy's heart on Sunday and what he can do for us to help us win. And Dumervil is one of those guys.
What do you think?
I think height's way overrated.
I believe it is, too.
Well, why do you think that is the case? Because, you know, you see a guy like that.
Well, because a lot of these scouts never played football, man. You know, you never played football, so you really don't know what it takes. And you just measure what you see. And you measure how big a guy's hands are, how big his feet is. But that don't mean a damn thing on Sundays. You know, ain't nobody looking at how big his hands are, how big his feet are on Sundays. You know, it's all about going out and making plays. And, you know, and that's pretty much what I think about it. I just think that some of the scouts never played the game and they don't understand what it takes to go out and compete at the highest level.
What disadvantage does he have, though, being a 5-1 defensive end? Can he overcome?
I don't see any disadvantage. I'm going to tell you why. Because he has leverage on big guys, and you can get up under him. Yeah, a lot of times big guys will try to grab you and bring you down from the backside. But when you're that short and you're explosive like he is, you have leverage, and you can get under guys. And a lot of big guys play the game very high. And when you have an opportunity to get under them and use your explosiveness and use your leverage, you know, it's kind of to your advantage. So I don't see any disadvantages, you know, from his height. I just feel like if he can continue to improve and learn the game of football and learn what works for him and what doesn't, you know, he can be a force.
With the veteran defense you have coming back, it's still a pretty good offense. Is Javon Walker potentially the missing piece, that game breaker mm-hmm. that can put you guys way over the top?
Very possibly. You know, he's looking good. I asked him a few days ago how his knee was feeling. He says a lot stronger than it was when he first got here. So, you know, that's a big plus for us. And I think we all know the guy is a Pro Bowl caliber player. He's a guy that goes after the ball when it's in the air. He feels like the ball is his. And, you know, that's the kind of attitude I think a wide receiver needs, kind of like the way Rod Smith thinks. And to have a Javon Walker, which is a big body, gives an opportunity to take some pressure off Rod, you know, and allows him to go make some plays for us. And, you know, he can stretch the field, and he can also go across the middle and take some big hits and, you know, get some first downs. So, you know, we're looking forward to having the guy. I'm just happy we got him. Definitely.
Do you think they'll find a way to get DJ out there more than they did last year?
I think so. I mean, he's one of those guys that can just play the game. And he's learning. Every year he's getting better. And but this game is all about learning and progressing. And his time will come, no question about it. His time will come where, you know, he is the man. And now he has a few veteran guys in front of him, you know, that kind of have established themselves, you know, as players in this league. So it's kind of tough at times. And I know it's tough on him at times mentally to come off the field. But if he continues to learn, continues to take the teaching well, you know, he'll play a long time in this league.
You're 240 roughly?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Actually, man, I'm about 235 right now. 235, feeling slim, feeling young, feeling good, feeling sexy, you know, all that.
Did you do that by design, lose a couple weights?
Yeah, man. I've just talked to some veteran guys over the summer, and, you know, they say by, you know, eighth, ninth year, man, is when, you know, I understand now that 5-10 pounds really doesn't make much of a difference for me now in the scheme that we run and what I have to do. So to lose a little weight, kind of feel a little faster, feel a little slimmer. Man, I feel good right now, real good.
When did you get the pins out?
I got the pins out in March, right after Pro Bowl. I waited a couple weeks after the Pro Bowl was over, and end of February, beginning of March, somewhere around there, I got them out. So it's the strength is coming back. I still have the screws in there, though. But the strength is coming. You know, it's not quite 100% yet, but hopefully by game one, you know, we'll be where we are. Yeah, they're going to leave the screws in. Screws will be in, so, you know, we'll see, you know, where it takes us from there.
Can't go on the airport, man.
You know what? I've been going to the airport, man. I ain't been having any problems either, man. That's a good thing about it, definitely.
Al, you know this is a business as much as anyone, but talking about Ashley, does it shake you a little bit knowing that you are the consummate team guy, but a guy who caught one touchdown pass last year
mm-hmm.
on the same team as Rod Smith comes out and says, I'm not the number one guy. I want out. I know it's a business, but I mean, don't you?
You know what? Honestly, that's the attitude you want a guy to have. You really do want a guy to. But the thing about me is, I hate to see the situation that he's going through. I don't want him to hurt his career. I don't want this to have to come back on him later on in his career. You know, where teams and GMs are looking at him a certain way, not feeling that he's a team player, which he is, and not feeling that, you know, he's a guy that you can't count on, because Ash is a hell of a person, a hell of a football player. We all know that. But I think everybody handles situations differently. And I feel like your time, when your time is there, it's going to come. And just take your time and whatever you have an opportunity to do, make the best of it at that particular moment. And when your time comes, take advantage of it. And that's the only thing with Ash. I just hate to see him, you know, going through this situation and people putting, you know, a bad name on him and bad raps, you know, on his character and what he's all about, because he's not that bad of a person. He's just, to me, he just made a kind of, you know, a bad decision right now. But, you know, hopefully it'll turn out well for him.
Is his timing off right now?
I think timing is a little off. You know, I do. When you have a guy like Rod Smith, who is your number one guy, I think you do have to take a backseat to a guy like that, because he's proven himself to be one of the great players in this business. The first free agent to do some of the things that he's done, and, you know, the best in Broncos history. So I don't think that I don't think that you can really overcome that, you know, as early as Ashley is in his career. I just think you kind of take a backseat to it, that things develop the way they should, and when your opportunity comes, take advantage of it.